Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning. The question is, can we make a show on feet interesting? Healthy feet? Unfortunately, many of us don't think about our feet because we have bad connotations to the foot. And this is in medicine also. We have podiatrists who have an extremely limited view, as you will find, of the importance of the foot. And yet the foot is as significant a part of you as the brain. In fact, in many medicines, originally, the foot and the brain were considered the same thing. So no matter which way you cut it, pardon the pun, you're not going to be able to cut out your feet. Big deal. Well, ladies, you know that when you buy your shoes. Men, you don't care. That's one of the wonderful differences between the two. But the point is this. If the gravity line, and I hope you're familiar with that word, gravity line through your body. Again, if you're new to the show, get to the website straighttalk.cc so I can teach as I talk. And if you don't, you got to use more of your imagination, which is even better. So either way, you win. But my preference, quite honestly, get to the website. I've got about 15 pictures up, and I'm going to teach by picture. Within a week or two, we're going to start. No, a month. Don't quote me. A month to two. I'm going to teach on video. So we're going to attach a video to the show. And in that way, as soon as I get the camera crew ready, we're going to be able to talk to you. You can listen. You can listen and you watch. You can listen and you can watch me or my assistants move to demonstrate some of the things. Because after 2.5 years now of this show, we're at the point where I got to expand it for you. So we're going to do it by pictures today. Please get to straighttalk.cc. Gravity line. It's common sense. You don't need to be a chiropractor to understand this. If your posture is not in alignment, if you slouch at the shoulders, if you carry your head forward, if you got that great big sway back, bubble butt, if you got that great big sway back, if you're knock-kneed, if your arches are too high, if your arches are too flat, whatever it is, from the head down to the foot, you've got a gravity line. That is the line of force through the joints. Now, this is common sense, and common sense you have. Everyone has common sense. You may not have the education, but you have the common sense. If you're slouching over a desk all day long, your neck's going to hurt at the end of the day. That's the common sense I'm talking about. Meaning, if your posture, if your ergonomics at the desk all day long allows you to slouch over, your head forward, your shoulders slumped forward, the end of the day, you're the guy that's going to say, my upper neck hurts, my shoulders hurt, between the shoulder blades is tight. That's common sense. That means your alignment is off and your muscles suffer because of alignment problems. You can go to the chiropractor. You can go to the massage therapist. You can go to the acupuncturist. You can do whatever you want to do until you change the gravity lines, the line of force through those bones. From the top of your head onward down, you're not going to fix your problem. Now, I want to extend this concept to the foot. If your body's stacked up incorrectly, as the gravity line from the head transfers down to the feet, by the time they get to the feet, your feet are in agony. Absolute agony. And if your feet are not formed right, if their shape is off, if they're all crooked, if they're not stretched, if they're not massaged, if the toes have been scrunched together in a point, Remember? I think these shoes fell out of phase. I think they did for men at any rate. Remember those? We used to call them fence climbers. You'd go to Sunday church in your pointed black shiny shoes, and then you'd go to the park after that. And if you couldn't afford sneakers, you played basketball in your shoes. And, of course, you were laughed at because that was kind of a stupid thing to do. But some people had to because they could only afford one type of shoe. And this shoe came to a point. We call them fence climbers. They don't make them for men anymore. We've kind of like evolved out of it. But think, ladies, of those shoes you wear that point the toe to make your toe dainty. Men used to wear them too, was my point. Point is, that crushes the toes. That's the equivalent of bondage. Go online and look at some of the feet in bondage that I've put there. If you're on the website, picture number 5 is a great picture of people who have lived in those. Well, lots of people that went to church years ago would wear these church shoes, and those shoes would crush the feet. I grew up in Catholic school, and the girls would have to wear these shoes that crushed the feet. Everybody's been crushing their foot. We have a tradition, a long-honored tradition, in the good old U.S. of A., which we derived, of course, from Europe, where the shoe you wore crushed your foot. I'm going to give you a little side note here, and then back to the main point. Little side note, when the Europeans came to America and tried to convince the American Indian to wear shoes, now this is in the literature, Black Hawk. You know, the American Indians had their own corporation here. Probably a lot more generous of spirit than our corporate model, but they had their own sense of how to manage the land, game and plant and everything, agriculture. And when the Americans first settled in America from Europe, the American Indians got together, and their chiefs would get together. And some of this was written down. It's in the books if you study American Indian history. And the American chiefs would get together, and they talk about this crazy thing from Europe called the shoe. And they looked at these Europeans in America and watched the way their feet hit the ground and what those feet were encased in, and all the chiefs would concur. This is crazy. This will kill a man. This will cut off the relationship from the man to the Mother Earth, and it will surely make him crazy. The American Indian said two things. He said, if we go into the rectangular cabin, the long cabin, right? Remember the pilgrims? You look at the structures they lived in. There were these big rectangles. The American Indian saw the rectangle as death. And the American Indian saw the circle as life. To this day, in Germany, where the best biophysics in the world is conducted, at this moment, we know that the energy swirls of the earth are circular. And that is what the American Indian was saying. You gotta sit back, relax. You gotta calm it down. And thank yourself for listening to this show today. Because listen to what I just said. We have a native tradition that had enough wisdom through connection to body and connection to the earth to understand that the rectangle was death. And today, in the best biophysical realms, biophysics that is on top of biochemistry, that is a model biophysics, quantum mechanics, that will certainly supersede biochemistry. And these American Indian biophysicists wrote, literally, in contrast to the Europeans settling in the United States in the 1600s, surely we will die if we're forced to wear the shoe and forced to live in rectangles. Now, the same today, those shoes that we wear are killing the feet. They are cutting the feet off from the waves of energy that derive themselves from the core of the earth. And that connection is as vital to the brain as anything we're going to talk about for the brain. So if you've got a memory problem, if your mind is degenerating, you can talk about your supplements, but let's talk about something more fundamental. And what's more fundamental And if you search yourself, it'll hit your cord of common sense, which will mean it's talking to your soul. Why aren't our naked feet in the earth? And then, of course, then that other part of you rises up with its horns and says, well, what am I going to do? I work in a computer firm. I got to wear shoes. But you don't have that attitude. I know that because you listen to this show, because you understand that you have to adapt. Modern man has got to adapt, to the best of computer science, to the best of genetic engineering, and then adapt to the worst of it. And that's the winner. So what are you going to do? You're going to adapt. And I've got solutions for you, as always. If you're on the website, I want you to take a look at the first four pictures. Those are called Vibram shoes. And then I want you to take a look at the last two pictures. Those are called Earth shoes with a negative heel. Now, if you're not on the computer, unfortunately, please get on it. But if you can't, all right, Vibram shoes are shoes that separate the toes. They're shoes that model the feet. And if your feet are like that picture of that woman's foot in picture number five, or just picture a foot after 40 years in a high heel. So take a six-foot woman and stuff her into high heels every single day, those big, wide, strong peasant feet, and stuff them into a shiny little tiny high heel that makes her look ever more feminine and dainty on the way to work each day on a New York subway train. So she's pounding away after 30 or 40 years in those heels. Her back kills her. Her neck kills her. She's spending and wasting money with chiropractors and acupuncturists. She's trying to do what she knows to be the best that she can do. And yet nobody ever says, lady, take those heels and burn them. That's what happens. You know, comedy, the great thing about comedy, comedians sit outside it all and look at it with a very serious face, and they make you laugh at the crazy things you do. This is, in a sense, health comedy. Because that's what I do as a doctor. I look at all the crazy things we do in the name of the things we do them, and the money we waste in the name of what we wasted for, and we just need to get cued in. Ladies, take your heels and burn them. That's not sexy in the end. It really isn't. And for those of you on those platform shoes, those 9 to 12 inch shoes, that's, I want to do a video on that. I want to video those 5 foot women that want to be 6 foot because they want to be models. I mean, why doesn't someone go out and start a modeling agency for little women? I think we've got them already. Why does every woman have to be 6 feet tall? Why do women want to have, you know, I don't know where the edge is on that. You put another 9 inches of cork underneath your body, your neck's going to kill you, your back's going to kill you, your knees are going to go out. You can't even balance yourself. God forbid you have to run. You're going to trip and hurt yourself. Everybody's doing it. It's the trend. That's not a lot different than the high heel in the 1950s. You can't put a woman like Sophia Loren, Marilyn Monroe, Jane Russell. You can't put them in high heels. It's going to destroy their mind. Whoa. Do you mean to say, Medici, that what you're basically suggesting is that people that took antidepressant and anti-anxiety drugs were taking them because they walked around in high heels all day? I want to go on record as saying, yes, that contributed to depression, anxiety, and all the aberrations of health. High heels should all be put away, except what? Except on holidays, except once a week when you have to go out. You can destroy yourself once a week. Anybody can destroy themselves a little bit. But the consistent chronic issue of heels, or some of the shoes men wear, cowboy boots, dancing in cowboy boots, that's the one I really love. That is an instrument of torture. And if you add a tight belt and a necktie and a suit that's a little too small, that is a formula for biomechanical disaster. What takes the biggest beating? The feet. We've spawned an entire profession because we don't know what the American Indian knew. I want you to put that one into your thinking cap. Honestly, listen to what I just said. We have spawned an entire profession to compensate us for our lack of wisdom. It's called podiatry. I don't know what podiatrists do. I've never been to one. I am sure I'll never be. I shouldn't say that, right? But the fact of the matter is 99% of foot problems don't occur. If you understand alignment biomechanics. So take a look at those Vibram shoes. They're separating the feet, Vibram. Take a look at the Earth shoe. That's a negative heel shoe. Now you can see commonsensically if your feet are scrunched and you wear a shoe each day that kind of pulls them gently apart, you start to expand the platform upon which your great big bones are transmitting their force. From the top of the head to the neck to the thoracic spine to L5-S1, the sacral area, through the pelvis where the thigh bone hits the hip, down into the knee, into the ankle, and into the foot, into the heel of the foot. I'm going to let that sit in there. If you put those Vibram shoes on, you expand those toes. You widen your arch. You bring your weight more into your heel. We're going to go after that one in a minute. The weight's got to be on the heels. If you've learned anything in my 100 and I don't know how many shows now, I beg that you learn that your weight has to transmit through the heels. There is no yoga class. There is no stretch class. There's no bar class. There's no Pilates class. There's no foot massage. There's no rolfing session. There's no nothing that is worth too much if you do not stand up or finish your process and claim that your weight has shifted to your heels. Those of you who come to my school, pat yourself on the back. You at least understand that. Some of you have experienced it. Those of you who have listened to this show for so many months now, pat yourself on the back because you understand what I'm talking about. Those of you who have seen me privately for health consults, pat yourself on the back because I will not take your money until you get this through your head. You want to talk about your mind, your thyroid, your breast, your testicles, your ovaries, your uterus? You want to talk about your large intestine, your IBS, your colitis, your neck pain, shoulder pain, wrist pain? If your feet are not planted widely in the earth and connected to the earth's energies, you've destroyed half your health. That's a big one. That's a big one next to what supplement should I take. That's a big one next to infomercials pushing supplements for your neck pain. And again, I'm not knocking it. I love those supplements too. But this is fundamental. This is fundamental. The feet are fundamental. So you have to make a fundamental shift. So take your shoes off, take your socks off, and look at those feet. I wish I was a little birdie at your breakfast table while you're eating your cornflakes. Hopefully not. Take a look at those feet. I'll bet you those toes are crushed. I'll bet you, men, women, doesn't matter. Those toes are crushed. Now look at the picture. It's picture number 5. Look at picture number 6. Look at picture number 6. See how picture B, that line from the heel right through the big toe. You see how the weight is going to dissipate right through the belly of that bone. That big toe will never develop a bunion. Now look at picture A in the 6th picture to the right. Look at picture A. You see how the weight is being distributed just through the big toe area? That's a bunion. If you're running on that, if you're walking on that, you're going to develop a bunion. Why? Because if the bone is hit mercilessly, it develops more bone. Those of you with arthritic spurs in the hip, arthritic spurs in the shoulder, arthritic spurs in the neck, arthritic spurs on the heel bone, those spurs grow. Arthritis grows in response to improper biomechanics. You got that. If you've got that, you've got more than most of all the holistic healthcare professions, because not enough people will tell you shift your alignment, and you won't need the chiropractor, you won't need the acupuncturist, and you won't need the nutritional supplement for your arthritis. This is big. Look at that picture. We didn't make this up. We study it the same way we study physics. I do it. Many people have done it. Ida Rolf did it. Anybody involved that's worth their salt in the manipulative medicine understands how to shift the gravity line. Get on my website. Get to the comment section. Okay, we had three winners from last week. I'm going to make you go to the website. I'm going to bribe you with wonderful supplements. I'll give you the question later. I don't have it in my head yet. But you get ready to get there. Love to give things away to people that want to work for themselves. Because then I'm not giving it away. There's no giveaways in life. Nothing's free. And when it is, duck. Right? A cheap pair of shoes, you pay double in the long run. So look at those feet. If you can't look at the computer, you're talking about bunions now. Bunions, which is a growth of bone, is simply there because the alignment from the head through the pelvis, through the knees, through the ankles, through the feet, that alignment is off to the center. Most of your weight is coming into your big toe and the pad of the big toe. It shouldn't be that way. But if your big toe area takes the beating, it takes most of your weight, you're going to find yourself with a bunion. Bunions are alignment problems. So what do? We run to the podiatrist and we shave the bunion. Dancers, you wonderful people who have mangled your feet. Have you ever seen one of those feet where just to the side of the foot is this big, huge bulb? Looks like you pushed a potato out of your skin. And a lot of times they hurt. And a lot of times you get them shaved. And your toe, your big toe, is absolutely crooked because the bone, the joint out of which this big toe grows, has been remodeled to compensate for the biomechanical imbalance. You got it. Bunions. Cross them off the list if you learn alignment. If the alignment's good, the brain works. Yes, there's an electrical line from the foot to the head. And you'll feel it once you start to come into alignment. So your job over the next 2 years, 3 years, I did it with my office manager. I've done it with other people. We take scrunched up feet, scrunched up toes, and over a period of years, we widen that foot. It's a big one. Toes should be as versatile as fingers. Vibram shoes. Now let's discuss the earth shoe, the shoe with the negative heel. And let's discuss someone that slumps at the shoulders. Let's discuss somebody who's got the sway back, the bubble butt. Let's discuss that person when they walk. Can you understand? Can you visualize? Can you get to your common sense here? Somebody with an imbalance in their posture, hunched over at the shoulders, a sway back. Can you get the sense that that person's going to put their weight on their toes? When they walk, their weight's going to be on their toes and the top of their foot, which is called the metatarsals. The bones in the ankle are called the tarsals. There's 8 tarsal bones. They're in the ankle. You don't even talk to those bones. The reason you can take your foot and kind of swivel it around so elegantly is because there's a bunch of bones we call ankle bones. They're called tarsal bones. Then there's the metatarsals. That's the top of your foot. When you spread out your foot and you see those strings, like violin strings down the top, those are tendons, but those bones there are called your metatarsals. And then there's your toes, your phalanges. Most people, when they walk, are not on their heels. They're not going heel toe. They're going metatarsal toe. I want you to get this. This is key. Most people when they walk are not going heel toe, heel toe, heel toe. They're going metatarsal toe. metatarsal toe. The heel is not in the gate. The heel is not in the athletic competition. The heel is not part of your life. The metatarsal and the toe are taking most of the weight. You do that long enough, and your little feet are going to tell you, they're going to sing to you, only they're not going to sing the song you want to hear. Those symptoms, the fasciitises, the bunions, the corns, the general aches and pains, the cramping of the toe, all these are signals back to you because you're not listening to your alignment. You got to be going heel toe. Now, here's the point. If you can't go heel toe because your alignment is off, why? Your pelvis is off. Your knees are off. Your muscles are tight. Your muscles are scarred. The bra you're wearing, the tie you're wearing, the coat you're wearing, the belt you're wearing is all throwing you off balance. You're off balance. Ladies, gentlemen, that's why when you go home, the first thing you do is throw off the clothes and get into something more comfortable. Some of you parade around in your underwear at night when you come home. Why? Because you get your alignment back. Have you ever done that camping? Have you ever gone out into the wilderness and done that and said, hey, there's nobody around? I'm just going to walk around with less on. And all of a sudden you feel different. You call it nature. Here's the thing. If we put you in a piece of plastic, I want you to get this. Let this sink in. We send you out there into nature and we wrap you in a piece of plastic. You might as well be in a basement in a restaurant with fluorescent lights on your head. In other words, you might as well be in a coffin. Because if you're wrapped in something, even if you're in nature, that will block the Earth's energies, you're not going to get the effect. It's not just that you went into nature. It's that you went into nature and your feet, your skin, is connected to the Earth. That's the thing. It's the connection. If you walk in the park, you got to make that connection happen. Why do we love taking our feet, our sandals off, our shoes off at the beach? Oh, because it's the beach, because the air is cleaner at the beach, because of the negative ions on the beach. Wrap yourself in a piece of plastic and find out how that's not true. And that's the point. The shoes come off. The synthetics in the clothes come off. The biomechanical imbalance of the tie, of the bra, of the belt, in the old days of the corset, they all come off. And so you hang loose. And as you hang loose and your skin hits the earth, your body finds its alignment. That's what the American Indian was talking about. That's why native feet, unsophisticated cultures, we tend to make the mistake of calling them. Enjoy the benefits of a wide foot. Check the website, straighttalk.cc. Look at the pictures. If you can't, just understand, native feet are wide feet. The toes separate. The body holds its alignment. Now, if you're sway back, we're piecing this together, hold the line of thought. If on top of those scrunched up feet, your alignment throws the weight into the metatarsal and the toe. We need to give you a shoe then with a low heel. A low heel. Not a high heel, a low heel. Check the website. The last two pictures are earth shoes. Another way we call these low heel shoes. They're called negative heel shoe. A negative heel shoe. Now what do we mean by that? We mean that the heel is lower than the front of the foot. The heel is lower than the front of the foot. It's a shoe where the heel is lower than the front of the foot. Why? Because that forces you to drop your heel into the earth. If you're sway back, I'll give you the stereotype. You're sway backed, which means your weight is going to go to your toes. And then you wear high heels, which means your weight is going to go to your toes. Your whole alignment is off. which means your weight is going to go to your toes. And then you exercise because, of course, you want to keep the weight down. And so now you infinitely compress your body weight, 5 to 10 times the normal force line through the joints. And that's all into your metatarsals or your toes. One solution is wear a shoe that's low at the heel, negative heel shoes. Get on your websites, check them out. If your low back is jammed up and the shoe's got the low heel, it brings the weight from the front to the back. If you're up there talking about that articulation between the L5 vertebra and the sacrum, the weight starts to shift towards the body of the vertebra, away from the end of the vertebra, the pointy part of the vertebra that you can touch during massage, that your loved one can touch on you, that point on the vertebra, when the weight is distributed through that point, as it is with a sway back, as it is with somebody that walks on their toes, that area will collapse. You will develop all sorts of facet syndromes, all sorts of arthritides through the facet of the joint. When you get a negative heel shoe, you come out of that alignment. You bring your weight into the heels. If you're looking at the website, you're going to look at picture number 8, picture number 7, picture number 10, number 11, number 9, number 8, 8, 9, and 11. Boy, you just got to get to that computer. It's not difficult. Get to the website, straighttalk.cc. Press the radio literature section. Just double-click that button. Look at the pictures. There's so much learning. There's so much learning that we can do this way. By the way, if you're spinning around because you're not getting the fundamentals explained, because nobody's putting the pieces together, because everybody's simply giving you some very focal therapy because they don't understand how to integrate, and you're starting to get the sense after you've been everywhere, give my office a call, 949-873-2127. 949-873-2127. Talk to the office staff and come in, sit down, and let's plot it out. And if you can't do that, if you can't afford to do that, get the archives. It's a very inexpensive subscription. And listen to the shows until they make sense. And mind all of you, I'm going to start getting this. I've got it pictorial now, and that helps. Pretty soon we're going to be attaching videos. Food videos, stretch videos, videos explaining everything I talk about in the show. So get the archive if you can, because then it's accessible. And I've got lots of ideas. We're really going to refine holistic education here, because that's what Medici Enterprises is. It's a holistic education model, but you see, it's truly integrative. It truly integrates. I went through that whole thing. You go to chiropractic school, you go to acupuncture school, you study nutrition, you study psychology, you study massage therapy, and you find everybody's working independently of everybody else. That's not what holistic is. Holistic is taking somebody, developing a profile for them, seeing where their weaknesses are. If you're dispensing with herbs and it's in somebody's psyche, why are you giving them herbs? Conversely, if somebody's trying to work their way out of their psyche and their blood is toxic, why aren't you including detoxifications? If the problem is in the biomechanics of the low back, why are you talking to them about their pH? If changing their shoe is a higher priority than changing their pH, then maybe we should invest in changing the shoe. You understand? You got to have a health broker, because that's what integrative medicine is about. And let me tell you what integrative medicine is not. It's about taking all those things and just clumping them all together. Oh, yeah, we do it all. We handle the biomechanics and we do the nutrition and we get it. That is another nonsense terminology. It's nonsense because the key is to profile. You see, what you learn if you put your time in over 10 to 20 to 30 years is how to profile somebody, how to understand what is really not integrating within them. If you don't do that, you cannot broker somebody. Broker. You have to know how to develop a profile to broker somebody. If you gave your money to an investment banker, and that investment banker knew that you were conservative in your approach, would he spend your money on venture capitalism? You get the point. You have to get the profile of the client to understand how to broker their health. We had somebody in this week, and I said, you know, we're going to take a shot at this young woman that had been sick for 30 years, 30 years of her life, 30-something years old, still at home with mommy. And I said, we're going to give this a shot, but chances are you need to move out of where you live. Well, some people can wrap themselves around that, and other people would call that an atrocity. The point is you have to broker. So this is what Medici Enterprises is. It's a brokerage firm for your health. But you have to get the education or I can't talk to you. 949-873-2127 if you're spinning. If you're not spinning and you just want to learn enough, and we'll get back to it. Check those pictures. Picture number 8, picture number 9, picture number 11. If your foot spreads at the toe, if your foot has a negative heel, you're going to dissipate your weight through the strength of the foot. That is the heel. To shift the psoas, now we're going to integrate, so follow me. Psoas muscle. Picture number 10, psoas muscle. Every show on exercise and stretching I've ever talked about, psoas muscle. If that psoas muscle is tight because your thighs are tight, because you don't stretch, because you're not flexible, because you don't know what a weight shift is. If you don't know what a weight shift is, you can't understand the psoas muscle. This is not foreign. Most men have taken a martial arts class in their life. Most women have danced. Mostly everybody has gone into sports. In sports, all form, all stereotypical form, all interest in perfecting an athletic competition, a dance routine, a martial arts execution, prides itself in giving the talent a sense of their center, their alignment. And alignment means nothing if you can't feel your weight shift into your heels. I just said it. You write this down in your mind. Alignment means nothing if you cannot shift your body weight into your heels. You don't know what you're talking about. Whether you're throwing a punch, kicking a football, bouncing a basketball, or dancing at the opera. Alignment is about shifting your weight into your heels. When you're done with a yoga class, a stretch class, whatever you're finished with that you call rehab, you have to shift the weight to your heels. Okay, I've overstated it. Good. On the website, picture number 12 is a picture of fascia. Fascia. On the website, picture number 7 is a picture of Ida Rolf. Ida Rolf manipulated fascia. Fascia is gristle. It looks like a spider web. And when your feet are not hitting the ground correctly, you have to learn to stretch your feet. You got to learn to stretch your feet. We got to touch the foot. We got to stretch the foot. Not those little two-second stretches that you do. You know, a minute or two before you jog, then you jog, then you're done. A minute or two, we're done. No, you've got it all wrong. You've got to be able to get in those feet and stretch the fascia, the entire lower leg, the entire ankle, the entire sole of the foot, the entire dorsum of the foot. All the toes are surrounded in a web of connective tissue that we call fascia. A web of connective tissue. I put a picture there for you. Picture number 12. Fascia is like a spider's web. You know, the fly gets caught in the web. Why does the fly get caught in the web? Because the web is sticky. And then as the fly vibrates, the web just entangles him more. That's what a web is. A web's not a trap. A web is something that surrounds you the more you struggle. It gets worse as you panic. That's what happens with fascia. Is the fascia around your feet start to get annoyed or vibrate in response to your high heel, or the fact that you can't shift your body weight, or the fact that you never touch your feet or stretch your feet, or you've got a scar on your feet that wasn't resolved, and we'll discuss that. But as that scar, that adhesion, develops over time, the fascia spins and spins and spins and spins until you're one big fascial snag. You're a fascial meatball. Your feet are just two lumps of frozen fascia. You cannot transmit your weight correctly through two lumps at the end of your ankle. Big problems then. So what do you do about that fascia? Well, one thing is this. If you're sick, if you're tired of being sick, if you've got a thyroid problem, if you've got any problem, and you look down at those feet, and those feet have been scarred, physically scarred. If we had time, I'd tell you stories that would just fascinate you about diseases that couldn't be helped until we help the body align itself by taking the scars out of the foot. But the point to you is this. Look down at your feet. If you've broken bones, if you've crushed bones, if you have pins in your ankles, if you've had ankle surgeries, foot surgeries, if your feet look mangled, if you stepped on things that have torn open the base of the foot, the heel of the foot, the sole of the foot, if they've been sliced from injuries, glass, rusty nails, whatever it might be. If you were running across the field as a child and you tore open the base of the foot and they sewed it all up, your feet kind of look normal, but they don't look normal. Think of the fascial snag. Think of your alignment. Think of what the American Indian was saying. He was saying, don't lose your connection to the earth. You've got to factor that in to any problem you've got. If you've got that going on, there's things for you to do. And you may be able to do them, or you may be able to get somebody else to do them. But either way, what you've got to do is dig into that scar. Take those clays, those magma clays, and put it on that foot and rub the clay in. But then you've got to stretch the foot. Just putting the clay in, you can improve result after that by massaging it with your hands, by getting circulation into the site, by making it feel like it's getting circulation, and then you've got to stretch. Stretch what? Stretch how? Stretch who? Stretch what? Get on the website. You get the point. Get on the website and look at how very easily you can stretch the top of your foot. I've got two pictures there. Picture 13, picture 14. Picture 13, you're standing there. You take your toes and you bend your toes down so the top of the foot begins to stretch. Do that. Go ahead. Stand up and do it. Put your body weight into it and get it to stretch. If it burns a little bit, it doesn't matter. It's supposed to burn a little bit. When you stretch a body part, it's not supposed to really hurt bad. You're not supposed to torture yourself. But you've got to challenge it. You've got to challenge it to make it feel better. Now, you got to use your common sense. Okay, so far we haven't litigated stretching. So far, stretching a body part is not under anybody's control. So far, stretching a body part, just like talking to your friends, is still legal under any scope. People can do it. You can stretch your foot. stretch your foot and take my advice. Stretch it until it hurts a little bit and hold that stretch. Work it out. More people stretch into their tension and say, oh, it hurts. I shouldn't do that. And more people stretch into their tension and say, I can take it. And then they give themselves a bigger problem. Don't ever get rid of your common sense. Common sense says, push to the edge, but be reasonable. Push to the edge, but be reasonable. So stand up, stand on your toes, one toe, and bend. And of course, this is easy if you're on the website. That's picture number 13. Picture 14 is you're lying on the edge of your bed or the edge of a couch, and your feet are hanging off. Have somebody come up to that foot and bend the foot down. Bend the top of the foot down. Keep the heel on the table. Keep the heel on the edge of the couch. Put the heel on the edge of a chair. Put the heel on the edge of a desk. And have someone take the foot and push it down. How about this one? Go into a kneeling position. Go into a kneeling position and sit on the top of your feet. Go ahead, do that right now. I won't talk for 5 minutes, and you take the time to do that. You didn't think I was going to talk, did you? Of course I'm going to talk. Take your time, do this. Sit down, kneel on the top of your foot. But put something under your buttocks. Put a pillow. Put a block. Put something underneath your buttocks so that it doesn't hurt your knee. It doesn't hurt the top of your foot. Just challenge the top of the foot. Now feel the tension in the top of that foot. That's the tension you got to get rid of. Now squat down. Squat down and sit on your toes. Squat down like they do in the jungles. They squat all the way down and stand on your toes. Stretch the bottom of your foot. Stretch your toes. Stretch your heels. Now, if you're doing it correctly, you don't know if you're doing it correctly. If it hurts too much, don't do it. If it doesn't pull a little bit, you should push a little more. Use your common sense. But how do you know when you're getting it? How do you know you're doing it right? How do you know you're doing it right so you don't have to go spend money and ask somebody if you're doing it right, if they even know themselves? It's simple. When you're done stretching your feet, whatever version of it is, and you stand up, do you feel your weight shift into your heels? If the stretch does not create a shift in the way the weight dissipates itself into the heel rather than the metatarsals, if it doesn't shift you into the heel rather than your metatarsals, then guess what? It didn't work. You got to keep doing it. But you got to know what you're doing it for. You've got to know where the direction of your hard work is supposed to take you. So be kind to yourself. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health, straighttalk.cc. Get to the office if you need some counsel, 949-873-2127. I've got my congregation here tomorrow, my little school. This is the third one. We've got about 24 people. I've got space for one or two. We could fit you in at the last second. Call the office, 949-873-2127, or get to the website. Get a subscription at least. What is it, 20 cents a show? This is worth it. I assure you, you cannot read this. This is an integration on my end. It's my gift to you for my 23 years. And it just parallels my educations, my inquiries, my hard work, sometimes my sufferings and my joys. But it's an essence teaching. So you got to get down deeper. You got to get out of those archaic models. Get out of the infomercial model. Get into thinking processes. That is what the future holds. Technology to help you think. Otherwise, this technology is nothing more than a beast. It has to spur creative thought, and it can, and it will, but you've got to have that vantage point. Okay, the stretches for the feet. Look at the pictures. Take the towel, wrap the towel or the scarf or the equivalent of the scarf around the foot so that you pull back your foot so that you stretch the bottom of your foot so that you stretch the Achilles tendon so that you stretch your calf. Take your foot in your sneaker and go up to the curb or go up to the steps on a concrete stair stand on the track. Go to a good track, a high school track, a college track, whatever track. UCLA's got a great one. Irvine's got a great one. Open to the public. Go to the track. Get the sneaker. Boy, I hope we have enough time to get the sneakers today. Get that foot on the step, on the concrete, and make sure the underside of that sneaker is rough, just as the concrete is rough, so you wedge in there. Put your heel on the floor, put the balls of your sneaker up on that stair, and bend forward. Play around with the stretch. Play around with the stretch. Okay? All right, here's the announcement. First three people that get to the website to tell me that they stretch to change their alignment, and then give me two or three sentences, because I'll know if you're telling the truth. First three people to the website to tell me if they can stretch and get an alignment change, you got it. Quantum Trio, bottle of Carl, aloe, vitamin D. It's yours. If you can make an alignment shift when you stretch in your house, in your backyard, at the track. If you're at the track now, if you're driving a car and it's safe enough, pull over, get to the curb, and stretch out your feet till you can get an alignment shift. First three people. Nice. Very nice. If you can see the picture, 17, take the scarf. If not, imagine it. Put it around the top of the foot and pull back. So you're sitting on the floor, your legs are out straight, scarf or some sort of cloth goes around the foot, you pull the foot back, and as you pull the foot back, you feel your Achilles tendon, your calf, behind the knee, the bottom of the foot. But you're not succeeding until ultimately you feel your weight shift. You see? Anybody can go through the motions. You got to understand, my friends, you have to understand that just going through the motion doesn't cut it. That's what people do. They go through the motions. They just swallow the supplements. They just do the coffee enemas. They just stretch their body. They just go through the process mechanically. They don't inhabit the healing space. You see, they don't inhabit it. It's like the actor that just reads the lines instead of becoming the part. People do this with healings. They do this with healings. They just go through the motions. They go through the motion so that they can avoid the emotion. They go through the motion so they can avoid the emotion, the feeling of fear that you're not doing it right, the feeling of it's not going to work, the feeling of I'm addressing it now, but it's going to be a million years from now. These are the delusions of healing. You see? It's not about your emotion that you're avoiding. It's about your intuitive gut. You go to church and pray. Hopefully you're praying from the soul and not from your emotion. Because the emotion is not what you want. You can't build your house on emotion. You have to build it on your intuitive faculty. And you can call that what you want. As a doctor, I would call it your guiding light to a healing. So when you stretch, you have to inhabit it. Now, I give you ways to measure, because it tells me and you that you're inhabiting the stretch. If you're getting the weight shift, you're inhabiting the stretch. And you're not going to get it all at once. Some of you might. If you do, you're already on my comment section. Boy, does the clock tick fast. It's 55 minutes. I've got 2 minutes and 30 seconds to close this. I feel like we just started. We need a 2-hour show. I'm going to talk to Kay Wright. I'll get a two-hour show. Wow. I've done about a quarter of the show. Well, you've got the essence of this, okay? Feet in the earth, feet spread wide, the shoes you can buy, the stretches you can do. Understanding your fasciitis, your heel spurs, your bone spurs, your arthritis, your bunions, your unresolved foot problems. Look at your alignment and then carve out those adhesions in the foot. Use those wonderful clays that Premier Research Labs makes. You hear Dr. Bob talk about those wonderful clays. Use them. Use them to spread out those adhesions and get the circulation flowing. And then combine those wonderful clays, those wonderful tools, combine them with alignment shifts. Don't worry so much about topical cure. It's fundamental cure that drives it. Detox through the feet. I'll slip it in before I say goodbye. If you're on drugs, if you're on chemotherapy, if you're seriously ill, if you can't swallow supplements, if you can't do any of these things, guess what? You can get those chemicals out through your feet. Take the clays, put them on the feet, let them dry in the sun, wash them off, get somebody to massage the feet. Massage the feet. Massage the feet with the clays on the feet. And the foot will become your detox organ. The foot will help take the burden off the kidney. The foot will help take the burden off the liver. The feet are massive detoxification points. I'm going to leave you with a special little exercise. I want you to eat 2 to 3 bulbs of raw garlic today. Do it if you can. And then take your hands after 7 or 8 hours and rub your feet. Your hands are going to smell of garlic. Take the raw garlic, eat the garlic. 8 hours later, touch your feet, smell your hands. And guess what? Your hands are going to smell of garlic. You detox through the feet. Dr. Vincent Medici, get to the website, straighttalk.cc, 949-873-2127, 2 spaces for the school. Ta-ta.
You've been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.